Welcome to Around the Reel with your hosts, Aaron Carlson, Charles Lawson, and Samantha Hanna. Ah, shit. Here we go again.
We are playing my game today. Do you guys understand me right now?
We can play.
We can do whatever you want.
Be happy to play your game.
Samantha.
All day long.
You are playing my game today.
We'll play it.
Meanwhile, Luke's walking in on an argument, so he's just going to sit here awkwardly like he's in a coffee shop, trying not to pay attention.
He can't hear us.
You're assuming
he's not yet, apparently.
Not yet, Luke. We can't hear you yet, buddy.
I see you.
You look good.
There you go. You're coming. There he is.
Yep, there he is.
He's coming. He's almost there. Watch him hear us. He's going to be like, oh, shit. What the fuck am I doing on this thing? What the hell am I doing on this podcast?
Well, he's a friend of a friend of a friend, so hopefully he's paid attention to what we do once in a while.
Oh, he's our Coach Rick's
friend. Yeah, why am I here? Uh-oh, here we go.
Hello.
There he
Hello.
Is.
Hey.
Greetings and salutations and
Are
shit.
You, yeah.
What's
trying to see if I can get this headset to work here.
It's working, so. Yeah.
It's, well, it's working. Can you? Yeah, yeah, we can hear
okay.
you.
Sounds great.
We hear you good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it makes me want to play Xbox with you, but we're good.
Yeah, I usually use my computer, but I feel like it always sounds like shit. So
oh, I really I
upgraded for the pod.
Well, good
awesome.
For, you. Oh, for this podcast, you upgraded.
Had to do it.
Oh shit, dude! Wow. Well, we better be on our best behavior and game, you guys.
What did Coach Rick tell you?
I don't understand any of the words just came out of your mouth, Carlson. You need to be on your best behavior. Well, this ain't fucking church, and I'm not 12, so let's do this.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. Well,
spent over half my shit.
I'm ready to do a show. Are we ready to do a show?
I'm ready to do it.
All right.
Can we wait 5 minutes?
No. Okay, welcome to Around the Reel.
Take this moment to find some zen.
Well, Sam already introduced us.
Welcome to Around the Reel.
Welcome.
Welcome to Around the Reel.
I would have done that. I would have waited for 5 minutes. We could sit here silently.
I was not waiting
screen.
For 5 minutes.
No, you
nope.
would have done it. I would have done
not
that.
Doing it.
I love that shit.
That's awkward silence.
That's funny though.
No, it's not.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, it depends on who you ask, but
no, no.
I'm gonna go for no.
Yeah. okay. Well, we have our guest today.
We do, and you're gonna have to say
no,
your
I
last
name.
Say
it. Because, I want to say. It.
Okay, you try to say it.
Yeah, give it a try.
Embarrass yourself.
Luke Haristo.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, so it used to be like in like programs and things, they would put it phonetically as like huh, like H-U-H.
Okay.
Wrist, and then toe. So that was like the easy way to spell it out together. But I think it's Greek. The Greeks would say it a little bit different, more authentically,
cooler.
But yeah, this is the Americanized version.
What's the Greek version?
What's the Greek version?
Yeah, the Greek version is more like Haristou.
Haristou. Like, oh, I love that.
Haristou.
Yeah,
Haristou.
Yeah, that's gangster. See, again, someone else with a cool fucking name. I've been saying this shit for 4 fucking years on this show. Everybody's got a cool name but me. God damn.
What's wrong with Asshole Aaron?
That's fine.
But you guys all have your cool nicknames, I noticed on that. That's cool.
I think you're the first
they
person were,
they
to
aren't
say
cool.
That.
They were deemed on us by our wonderfully beautiful and slightly opinionated co-hostess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. Yeah. I gave her that one and she was like, oh, I love that. I'm like, God damn it. I thought she'd hate it.
I loved it. He was like, Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. I'm like, that is amazing. I love it.
It's funny.
Well, especially after he told me what it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
Jane
yep.
Silent Bob, baby. It's yep. no joke.
Totally.
Have you seen the movie yet, though, Sam?
I have seen that movie. Yes, I have.
She
oh, okay.
Yeah. She did. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Luke, I'm glad you're
and
here.
You can't call a girl a bitch, but you can
call her
boo-boo, boo-boo
kitty fuck.
That's the deal. Although I'm cool with bitch, too. I mean, either one works.
It's too funny.
The sand.
All right, Luke.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate being here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you got going on? What's going on?
Yeah, so, man, it's been a long journey to get here.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, basically, I was a lifelong athlete. You know, played everything growing up, but basketball was my passion.
So, are those
ultimately.
Real videos in that are going to be?
In real rap?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually, part of the way we ended up shaping the proof of concept, we didn't have any of that original, like, beginning stuff in there at all. But a lot of the feedback was like, hey, we want to get more story and things like that. So I ended up just throwing in a bunch of stuff, like all real stuff. So,
Wow. Okay. And
on all of it connected back to Spokane, which was a big part of like my journey and my story, which is why I came here. Was I was growing up coming here to play Hoop Fest, the largest 3-on-3 outdoor basketball tournament in the world.
Yep.
So I was doing that at 8 years old. And then I came up in the summer and started training at the Warehouse, which is the other big like basketball facility in Real Rat. So I was doing that when I was playing college basketball. So I always like just loved Spokane. And over the years, it's like grown and grown. They call it Hooptown USA. It's just this place like, you know, we put in all our like marketing for our fundraiser now. It's like most gym rats per capita of anywhere on planet Earth, because I think that's true. I mean, there's no way to measure it, but I've lived in many cities and many places, and there's a lot of people that love basketball here. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I was doing sales for a long time after college. That was kind of my, I mean, it still is, you know, my gig to pay the bills in a lot of ways, but was always dabbling creatively. I've been out in New York for a while, a couple of years, and then started doing acting, was writing. I moved out to Portland, was still doing that stuff, but never committing, you know, being afraid to sort of accept what I wanted to do with myself. I'm sure it's a similar story you've heard from many others, but yeah, got to this point. I was just about to turn 30 and was like, I gotta get out of the like golden handcuffs or this is never gonna happen for me sort of thing. So I quit my job in Portland, took all my money, went and traveled for a year, and didn't really come back with any profound realizations other than I just wanted to keep, you know, I was like, I know I don't want to give up on my dream, and I didn't know exactly what that was, but my brother was a film school guy. He was a big film guy. He was like obsessed with Star Wars when we were kids. So that was like, it was like his favorite thing in the world that I was named Luke growing up, you know.
No, that shit, was like, I was going to say that.
I would have never put the two together.
Yeah, so it was always like there. And like my dad always loved movies. So yeah, when I came back, I was like, it's kind of now or never. And I found this film school in Colorado. It's called Colorado Film School. It's in Denver. Went there, learned everything, script writing, acting on camera, directing, editing, which my brother is an editor by trade, so I had learned a little bit of that before. But
nice.
Yeah, and then COVID hit right in the middle of that, and then basically that all just went to shit. So, but luckily, the very last thing at school, it was like a class called Writing the Web Series, and it was like, pitch three concepts you have, and just so happened that I had this one concept about a hoop loving gym rat, and I put it to paper, and I ended up dropping the class after like a week because I was like, I'm not even there, this doesn't even make sense, but I do want to work on this and I want to keep writing this. So that was June 2020, and here we are, you know, almost June 2024, 4 years later. And there's a lot of, you know, long, long road in between there, obviously, to get it going. But it's that's kind of the genesis and how it all started.
Wow. Well, here you are, and here it is.
Yeah.
You're making it happen. You made it happen.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You're making it happen, I should say.
The journey, guys.
Yeah. It's always a struggle, but it's always exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You appreciate something that you work that hard for.
Yeah. Yeah, and to take the step like he did and quit his job and say, fuck it, and then leave and think he's going to go on this, you know, like this journey of knowledge and then come home
Vision
with
quest.
The answers. Yeah. Yeah. And then come home and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Which I think is kind of like the thing they don't talk about with traveling and things like that. I mean, I traveled for a very long time too. So it was like by the end I had seen every museum you could possibly see. I had, you know, I just ate like all day, like had gelato every day. It was like, you know, there only was so many things I could do at a certain point. And then, but yeah, I mean, it definitely gave me a lot of time to think. And I think that in and of itself was probably the takeaway of like clarity, you know, just thinking back, like, what do I actually like to do? what did I do as a kid? What did I...
Exactly.
And if I wasn't playing sports, it was being creative. You know, that was always the thing that I loved to do. So
you and I are in the same boat. I was the same way. Athlete too. Played a bunch of sports. Collegiate football player. You know, dropped out just for my reasons. My dad died. All this shit. But regardless, I got caught up in the normal day-to-day stuff that you're supposed to do. And it ate at me since I was in my 20s. It just didn't feel right. It never did. Mm-hmm. It never fucking did. Until I found this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's weird. It's weird.
This very podcast?
Filmmaking. Filmmaking. Okay. Storytelling.
This podcast. So this. Sam.
We're on a podcast.
The room you're in.
You know, realizing...
Definitely not me.
Being amazed by movies your entire life, just like you, Star Wars, all the stuff. You know, I grew up in the 70s. I mean, I'm 51, so I mean, I was there in line for the first one, right? I'm 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that does something to you. And I always wanted to make stories one way or another. And I went through all these different kind of ways of doing it, finding the right palette. And when we ran into filmmaking, when I did, you know, I got super excited knowing that, God, I can do this by myself. I don't need to go to Hollywood to do it. And then we started making movies right then. Chuck and I did. You know, here comes Sam later down the road, and she jumped right in too. And that's kind of what happened. But it's always felt right.
Jumped, dragged by her hair, tricked with alcohol. Yeah. One or the other.
She was a little drunk sometimes to act. But
I had to get shit-faced, but I did it.
She did it. But no, it's a great feeling when you just commit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I was listening a little bit to one of your other podcasts right before this, and I heard you talking about that. Like, there's something in people that you can either just... You can work like a normal job and you can function that way. And I just am not like that at all.
Me neither, and, buddy.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it seems pretty common for everyone that ends up doing this kind of, you know, or living this sort of lifestyle. But it's, I mean, I'm either just all in, I give it everything I absolutely have, or I'm just not interested at all. And for better or for worse, because I was just talking to a friend, another fellow filmmaker, and he was saying that's why burnout is very common with creatives, because it's like when you actually find that thing you care so much about, it's really hard not to just, you know, do everything you have to do and
hit
work
it all day long. Yeah, 24/7. Yeah, that's the thing. You can do it all day. But the weird thing is, the difference is like when I worked at day jobs, let's say, you know, you got your meetings that you go to. And they want to talk to you about burnout. What can we do to stop employee burnout today, folks? What can we do? And there are some tools that we can use to help you guys, you know, not get burnt out on the job day to day. I mean, these are the things that you sit there and listen to. And you're like, dude, I'm already burnt out. I don't want to hear this shit. Why are you even bringing it up? Because you know this sucks. I mean, that's basically it. Now, if you're a normal person and you don't have that creative bug in you to believe that there's another way to do something, you know, thinking outside the box. Episode one, Chuck, of the show, by the way, is thinking outside the box.
Right.
And you just do what you're supposed to do, you know, then that's fine, you know, and most people just can accept that and do it. But then there's people who feel like they need more. So there's no way you can stop them. The burnout I have for creativity is nowhere near the burnout I've ever felt at one of those day jobs. Never.
Yeah.
You know, two hours in and I'm like, oh my God, I can go 12 hours doing this. No problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a different kind of like stress, and it's a different kind. It's like, you know, relating it back to athletics or something. It's like working out. You don't necessarily want to work out for 10 hours a day, but you know that that's helping you get to where you want to go. So you'll do it.
Yes. You'll do it.
There's a reason for doing it. And you're working. It's like, you get burned out because you don't care. So then that's like depression for me.
Correct.
You know, that's just like...
That's the word.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like... Yeah. So...
Interesting.
Happy to have found it, for sure.
I'm glad for you, man. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. See, I'm not the only one. Okay, so...
We never thought you were the only one.
We didn't. No. Okay. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years. We definitely know you're not the only one.
Okay, good. All right. We just want to make sure we...
You're the only one who puts it... that way, but you're not the only one.
I'm just trying to be honest.
What can people. I ask you guys a question? How has the podcast evolved over 4 years? Has it?
The sound is much better.
The sound is better, yeah.
We have a podcast for Real Rap, so.
Oh, really?
That's been an interest. You know, I've had to learn a lot that way, too, because I've hosted it, and it's been, yeah. Like, well, I look back at the first episode, and I'm like, what was I even doing?
Right.
We didn't know. We do, too.
Yeah.
But we started this because of COVID. So we couldn't get people together and film what we wanted to film at the time, so. We were just kind of like, what can we do to keep
So we convinced them to all
going.
Come to our homes.
Yeah. Yeah. So they came over.
Yeah, but we stayed within like four people in a room. You know what I mean? Remember the COVID guidelines we had to go by?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
Whatever.
But here's what I can say. I'm very grateful that we didn't video the first few episodes of Around the Reel because we would have looked awkward as shit.
Yeah. I got pictures.
Yeah, she does have pictures. No, we started
We do it in a studio. There's a local studio here who produces podcasts, which is really cool. I mean, if it wasn't for that, we would have been, I don't know where we would have been. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because every time a guest finds out that we film, that's when I see it in their eyes that they get super nervous. Like before, they're a little nervous coming in, but they're pretty much fine. And then the minute that we like, click the camera and they realize it's getting
sometimes it happens out. Yeah
it's because, diarrhea
well people hear podcasts and they think oh you're just gonna listen to my voice this is great yeah. I don't have to do anything
yeah
and right. then they're like oh you're
I didn't do
it.
My hair motherfucker
yeah it's taught me a little bit about acting actually just to you know it's different obviously but it's I've watched myself, but I've had to edit so many of the ones we've done, and I'm like, God, I'm just fidgeting my ass off.
Who cares? You know what? No one cares.
Yeah, I mean,
it's natural. Just be
natural. But I have Coach Rick in my ear, you know, just reminding me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
hit my marks, you know.
So. Yeah, yeah. He will make you do that.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, let's
your marks and give your gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go into that. How did you meet Coach Rick? Because he's a great guy. We've never got to meet him in person.
We have not
and
seen
we've
him
known
in person.
Him for a very long time. And
he's been on the show many times.
Yeah, at least three. And I love the motherfucker. I have forever. And I know he's listening to this. So, yeah, Coach Rick.
We adore him, but we have never seen him in person. He's been in a movie of ours.
Yeah.
We love him. But we have never... in person been able to give him a hug.
No, and we need to.
I need
greatest,
to give him a hug.
Yeah, you
greatest,
really do. The way
greatest
you
guy
cry.
Ever. Interesting tie back, actually. So the very, when I first started this, I moved to Spokane. I took a sales job to get here and I was finishing the script. And then after like a year, I was like, okay, I got to do this. It was kind of perfect timing with the company. Nothing was happening anyway. So stepped away and then I started calling around just locally because I didn't know anybody. You know, I have really good friends here, but I knew nobody in the film community at all. So I started calling around and our guy who became our sound guy, he was like, hey, there's this guy in town named Rick and he has this acting class and he has a bunch of actors. So you should at least call him because he could help you cast up the film and whatever. So I looked him up. And I think he had literally like just done your podcast. It was because this was 2021 end of 2021.
Right,
So I listened to that and that was like me getting to know him. It was because I didn't know him at that time either. So I got to kind of listen to him and I loved everything he was saying and then reached out to him, started going to his class because I had done acting before too. So I was like, oh, this would be a cool way for me to just get involved with the community and. So started going in, it just kind of fell in line. You know, it's always been sort of hard for me to be very brash about this whole process. So I got to know him, became a student. And then after like 4 or 5 months, I was like, hey coach, like I have this thing, I have this script that I've written. And it was one of those things where the character, I mean, we call the character coach in the show. So I was like, this is the guy, you know, it was a universe. It was like a universe telling me, like, this is the guy kind of thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
And, I gave him the script, and he called me the next day, and he's like, dude, I love this. And the character's name was Leo. His actual name is Leo, and he's like, I'm a Leo, and, oh, this is awesome.
Oh,
blah,
how
blah,
cool.
Blah. So it was cool. It was, like, the first moment I always tell him, like, before that, it was just an idea in my head, mm-hmm. right? Like it was just a very singular experience for years, you know, multiple years. And then he was the first one after reading the script that came back and said that, and to hear that excitement and to see like, okay, now this is a team of people, and this is like, we're actually we're bringing fictional things into real life. It was one of the most surreal, cool experiences for me the whole
it is it's process. Almost it's like spiritual, right, with him.
Yeah,
Coach Rick is, for me personally, and I won't speak for these guys, but he is such a spiritual being. Like, I connect with him so, just, I don't know, I can't explain it, but he makes me cry, he makes me laugh, he's just so good at what he does, and he's just so good as a human being, just being himself. And I have to definitely give props to Coach Rick for a lot of things, and I wouldn't have my new movie if it wasn't for Coach Rick, to be honest.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it was like the first time he was on the show that he made you cry.
Every time he's on the show, he makes me cry. I don't know.
He's never had a full conversation with Samantha. She'll always end up leaving the show because she's snot drooling out of her fucking mouth. Just a piece of shit.
But I just love him so much because he breaks it down.
He does.
And he, like, in a way that makes you cry.
Honestly, he's a bad motherfucker.
I mean, he does not fuck around.
No.
His knowledge is his gift, and he gives it to people very well.
And he has such an interesting life story, you know.
Yeah.
And I got to shout out the Dojo, his acting group. They just celebrated. Actually, the same day we went live at the fundraiser was the 8-year anniversary of him doing that.
Yeah.
It's just really cool that, you know, I love that he does that for the community. I've been in there, and I don't go all the time just because I have so much stuff with Real Rap, but just to see what an impact it has, you know, for these people and the outlet that it is for them, and the space that he creates for them, it's incredible. Yeah. And it's been really, really cool for me to work with him because I've smartened up as this process has gone on and just given him more and more like, hey, all right, Rick, you kind of carry us here and I'll be a nice side piece for
right
you.
No, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing
no,
wrong.
That's nothing actually, wrong with being a good side piece.
That is a good director.
But, it is, to be honest.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, the man's been on Nash Bridges, you know, he just has like this crazy background as well.
And
it's just cool. It's cool to have that in Spokane. That's something I never would have imagined coming here, you know, to have him have that experience. And then every other time we want to cast someone or something, he's like, well, I got the person right here because he's coaching them up 24/7. So that's been super lucky.
Yeah.
No, it's a great relationship to have. I'm glad you met him.
We're all lucky to know him.
He's
just a phenomenal person.
This is not Coach Rick's podcast.
But just
I was about to say, let's say some mean things about him now, at least, or something.
I don't have anything mean I could even say.
I can't either.
Yeah, I know.
I got nothing.
No, maybe when I meet him and I smell him, I'm like, dude, you stink.
What?
You know, I've never met him in person. What if Coach Rick is so cool and then you meet him and
he stinks? Yeah. I don't think he's stinky.
Rick, do you stink?
One of my best experiences with him, the last thing I'll say about him, but that was last Hoop Fest. So we were doing some promotion. We basically filmed what we now call proof of concept in, let's see, April 2022. And then we did a premiere last May.
Okay.
Here at a local theater, and then we put it out online the weekend of Hoop Fest. So we went down to Hoop Fest. It's obviously there's hundreds of thousands of people that love basketball, so it was a good opportunity to just get it out there.
Definitely.
I was doing like interviews and whatever. We were just kind of winging it as it goes, but that was like the first day I got to spend with Rick, just as, you know, just me and him. Like, not like we weren't on set or we weren't like talking about film stuff or whatever. We were just kind of hanging out, you know, got a drink, like had lunch together, went out, talked to people, and it was just, it's cool to, when you get beyond a professional relationship and say, oh, I could actually hang out with this person.
Yeah, and you bond with
friend.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah. You bond. Yeah, it matters. It's a big deal.
It does. That's why we call people.
I look forward to that moment someday.
Yeah.
We call our podcast guests that we love so much are Around the Real family, because it does become a family.
Yeah,
it's a family.
Hello, Around the Real. Welcome back to another segment, another mid-segment installment of Coach's Corner on the Round the Reel. Are you giving your gift? Question I like to start almost all Coach's Corners with. If you listen, you can find Coach's Corner on YouTube. If you look up COACH apostrophe S, Coach's Corner, I keep a record of all of these installments. They're never as good as you get them on Around the Reel. Aaron puts his loving touch on them. He gives me a little background music, you know. It's just some loving. And thank you, you guys, from Around the Reel for asking me to be a part of Around the Reel with Coach's Corner. So, a couple of things going on in the world right now. Namely, some fundraising campaigns that I think are worth noting or worth re-noting or noting again or reminding you of. First, let's look at what Around the Reel's got going on, shall we? CCC Entertainment has a crowdfunding program going on. I think we got about 10 days left, guys, for them to reach their goal. Now, it's their extended goal. They're going for $10,000, which I'm very happy because, you know, originally they started with five, and I'm like, why so little? Yeah. Making films is not cheap, ladies and gentlemen. I think most of you who listen to Around the Reel probably know that, probably understand that, probably get that, right? But there might be people here who aren't necessarily in the filmmaking world, who are artists who do enjoy Around the Reel. It costs money. It costs money, especially if you want to pay your people, right? There's only so many times you want to ask someone to work for free as a filmmaker. You really want to start to something, anything, making that effort to take care of your people. And I did not set a timer, so I'm going to do that really quick. I'm going to say that we are maybe a minute in or so. If not, you know, I can get a little long-winded sometimes, and I don't want to do that to you guys. And I don't want to interrupt this episode too much either. I don't want to interrupt at all. Anyway, but they are nearing their goal. So check it out. Check out Aaron's page. Check out Charles' page. Check out the Horrorverse page. There's lots of ways to get there. And Aaron, maybe, you know, put the link up on this episode, you know, for easy access to the fundraising page. Did you say Indiegogo? Is that, I don't know which platform. I'm sorry, I'm not well versed on this. I try to stay away from that side of producing. As a producer, as I'll get into with the next one also, you're going to meet my brother pretty soon here on Around the Reel, Luke, who is the creator of Reel Rat, which is the next project that I want to mention here that also has a fundraising campaign going on. Yes, I'm mentioning both of them. Why? Well, I do have a small part in the Horrorverse. I'm still really hoping to come back, Aaron. Write me in. Bring me back. Only this time, make me go to the west side, right? I'm going to crash on your couch. And you're going to freaking cook for me. Maybe we'll cook together. I like cooking too. Anyway, maybe some barbecue. The weather's getting better. Yeah, so Jason Voorhees series. There's amazing stuff going on. And then what we have going on with Luke, myself, the Reel Rat. We did a proof of concept last year. We have a new script for a full-length pilot that we want to get done. Why? Because we want to produce a series, right? We want to produce a hometown series in Spokane, also known as Hooptown USA, where we have more hoopsters per capita than anywhere else in the world. Paying homage to the basketball community in Spokane, where we also have the largest 3-on-3 tournament in the world. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But what's even better is that it's a wonderful script with wonderful characters. It's this one's more family. It's a dramedy. And yours truly, Coach Rick here, gets to play the coach. Coach Leo in The Real Rat. Our goal is 20,000. And we are, I believe, 62% of the way there, less than a week in. So both campaigns are doing well, but we need to finish. We need to complete those. And how does that happen? Well, that's you. And I am talking to specifically the filmmakers that listen to this show, but this is for everybody. Please don't think that $5 doesn't make a difference. Every contribution, one, it's a contribution of an individual. That's accounting that happens. Just because it's not a huge dollar amount, it's still another human being that has said, I'm with you. You are now a member of the team. You now have a bit of ownership. I'm not going to tell you or promise you that you're going to get paid back. No, that's not the point. The point is you see some creatives that want to do something, and they want to do something the right way. They want to do something in a way where they can take care, better care of their people. These people already take care of their people. Okay, you can be on a set with these people, and they're taking care of their people. But we want more. We don't have access to studio money where we can really, really do it right. And I believe that what we are doing here is the beginning of transforming that whole studio system. It's time for a renaissance. It's time for a revolution. And it starts by building our own. It starts by not just doing it differently, but by really doing it better. And it can absolutely be done better because the industry has gone so far astray, it's not even funny. I mean, the fact of what they think they can get away with paying background, right? Not even minimum wage on a lot of these sets. And these are big sets, right? They got full on union, not even a low budget. And they want to pay you $120 or $125 for a 12-hour day. That's, and then, you know, they're shocked when they have to ask the extras to not talk or not talk to the actors. Or, well, what do you expect you're going to get from someone who's willing to be there because they would just want to hopefully be on camera? Ooh, look, that's me, right? And I'm not saying anything against anybody who wants that experience. Hey, you know, good on you. But what does it look like when, I don't know, you spend $500 a day on your background? You might actually get some actors who are going to bring a whole nother level to the energy in the scene, even if they're just in the background. And this is my whole philosophy as a coach, as a producer, as an acting coach, on set coach. The energy on set is crucial because it's going to affect the final product. It's crucial. So everybody, you want everybody on the same page. You want everybody there contributing. And everybody's contribution matters. Let me repeat that. Everyone's contribution matters. matters. It's the same thing in the fundraising space. It's the same thing in the Indiegogo and the Seed Spark, whatever it's called. There's a bunch of different platforms. When you see someone, and especially if they're people you like, admire, please don't think, oh, well, they got this, right? It'll be okay. You know, it's, I mean, I can't give anything. I only got $5. That $5 makes a difference. It makes a difference. And it adds up. And when we can get, you know, those 100 people with their $5 each, that's huge. It's absolutely huge. And it's not that big of a deal. Imagine what we can do. I personally am envisioning, you know, a future to combat the studio system that is just so rank and wrong these days, in my opinion. Yeah, what does it look like when we got a top-notch series that's completely fan-funded? They get input. You know, one of the perks Aaron was talking about was being able to name a character and how that's really fun when you get to watch it finally on the big screen and that name pops up and you're like, oh, wow, they really did use it. So many aspects and ways of approaching the process. But please look after those true diehards that are really doing their best to create art with what little they have. And your $5, your $10, your $50, your $100, your $1,000, whatever. It makes a difference. You're literally putting food in the mouths of tens, twenties, maybe even 100 people to make some art. Think about it. Think about it. You might like it. You might enjoy it. And it might be a step into this funky filmmaking world. You never know. God bless you around the reel. I love you. Till next time.
It is. It really is. And our film, our cast, crew, everybody. I mean, that's what it does.
They're family.
You build that kind of rapport with people. It will not only help your productions now and in the future, but just you in general. Like, you feel better. You have more confidence, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've got people of like-minded people hanging out with you. And they enjoy what you're creating. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, holy shit, maybe I'm onto something. It helps you. Mm-hmm. Luke, it helps you, right?
It's cool. Did you find that correlation with sports too,
yeah,
Aaron? Because that was one of the big things I learned. And our DP, Deshaun Bedford, super talented guy. He was also a basketball guy here locally. So that was another thing. It was like, when I was calling around asking about this and telling people about basketball, they're like, oh, you got to talk to Deshaun. Because he loves basketball, so that was like another no-brainer. And that's been another whole relationship that's evolved over time. We were just talking yesterday about storyboarding the new pilot and everything, but I mean, he was the one that kind of showed me that. He's like, this is why I love it, because it's just like sports. It's a team, and you know, you show up every day, and you go to war when you're on set, you know. And you leave those moments like bonded.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. In fact, I think I've said it in one of these shows that way. I think that's what's helped me be able to do this is the, you know, the constant training that you do when you're doing an athletic event, you know, and you're focused or you're hyper focused and you have coaches telling you what to do and you just get your mind in that mode and you start to make those connections with the team, you know, and you can't let them down. That's how I feel when I make movies. Like, it's like when we make a movie, I got to make sure that everybody that was there does not feel like they wasted their fucking time.
Right. You know, director definitely feels that team, that, that's...
I want them to see, when they see themselves on screen, I want them to be fucking proud of the time that they had out there, because they put the work in. They were running the lines, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. And when I mean lines, I mean, to me, it's like they're out there struggling on 2 days, busting their ass, you know, and now this is their payoff. Give it to them.
Yeah, and you ask a lot of, you know, right now, we're even going through that. It's like, it's, for me, there's so many things you have to do in the process, as you know, and then, so you... to pull the team together and to expand your resources through everyone, share this, you know, like this, tell your friends about this. Mm-hmm. Like, you put a lot on them, and at the end of the day, who's going to do that if they don't enjoy it, you know, or don't want to be part of it? Or you look at like a Hollywood movie or something, and you see the press circuits and junkets they have to go through, and you think how many times they probably hated the experience, right? But they have to do it anyway.
Well, and I feel like like this is the cool thing about the indie world is that we do rely on like our actors and everything to put the word out there. Whereas they don't in Hollywood. They got the press to do it. So no one has to really, you know, fill that in. And so you know someone really believes in you when they're willing to do it, because I'm not a social media person. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if I really believe in something, I will go out of my way to do it just because I believe in it or believe in somebody. And that's when you know that people really, really believe in you.
Yeah, yeah. And they believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've built over this last 5 years.
Or are proud of, are proud of what you're doing and proud to be a part of what you're doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get people that want their fucking, you know, can I get my footage for my reel? You know, that makes me feel good because I know they're very proud of their performance and the piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And that's dope to me.
It means a lot.
That's dope to me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yes, I mean, the social media, that's a whole rabbit hole I can go down. I run
our another monster, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I went from I'd post once a year, you know, on my personal account, and now I'm...
Get your ass out there.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm like just I'm dressing in short shorts. I'm doing like doing whatever. I'm just, you know, beg, borrow, and stealing to freaking get whatever.
You better use the force, Luke. Use the force, baby. You got to do it. Got to do it.
It's drives me nuts, but it's like, it's part of the process and
part of the gig.
I've learned a lot about it too. I'm like, I definitely understand how this game works.
You can you start to see it after a while, don't you?
Yeah
there's little things that you're like, God, there's got to be something else I can tweak, but you start to see the path and how it all is
what you have
to
do.
You do
Aaron's like, you have to do social media. I'm like, okay, once a week. Can I just go on once a week and like share something that you did, that you posted? Or
there's
I mean, we're going through that exactly right now because we're in the middle of the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We've never done this before. Again, I wasn't a social media person before, so it wasn't like I had this giant network. Luckily, we had built up a decent sized following from, because we've done this for years and we have a podcast. We have all this stuff. It's not like we haven't, we've been focused. We've stuck with one thing, which has really helped us. But it's, you know, we've had this big initial surge up front in the campaign, and now it's like it's starting to be a slog. You know, we go for, I think it runs till June 1st, so we have 3 weeks left, and we're like 60-something%. So I mean, we're in a good spot, but
that is great. That's great.
You know, but at the same time, like you tap those same people that you have every single time when you're going to social media, so it's constantly like trying to find ways to just reach new people.
It's hard. You got to feed the monster constantly. Feed the monster, and you always have to be on it, and like always bugging people. You feel like you're bugging people, but you're not. But you are. But you're giving them something. Is what the important part is. Is that you have something to offer.
Well,
Aaron.
It only took us 3 years to get Sam convinced of that.
Yeah.
I can't even believe I just said that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna drop a couple knowledge things that I've learned on
some
our
knowledge
campaign.
Bomb.
Yeah, a couple.
Did you hear what I just said though?
Yeah, that was great. That's why you inspired me to give a couple more, because that was a great one. That was great, Sam. But then I wanna go to Sam and let her take over the show. In the second half of the show, we're gonna talk more about Real Rat. And learn about his campaign and what this film's all about. But real quick, we're doing a crowdfunder right now as well. We had a big opening. Mm-hmm. Great. We hit goal within 24 hours. Or 36, I should say. 36 hours or so, we hit goal. Things are great, you know, and then it did exactly what yours is doing, dying down. You got to be creative. You know, you gotta keep adding perks every 3 or 4 days. You know, you gotta go back to the people that have already donated and tell them about this new thing. Because the people that have already donated once will donate more than one time. That's the trick. A lot of people think you gotta keep going out and finding new people, and that's not necessarily the case. You know, sometimes they want to give more if you offer them more because they already got your back once, so who knows? So, and then that triggers what? It triggers engagement. And if the engagement kicks in, the next thing you know, you end up showing up on that main page of that platform, whether it's Seed and Spark, Kickstarter, or Indiegogo. And then you've got new people that are finding it quicker, and then it can kind of snowball, you know? So, but it's so hard, dude. And I'm going to give you that right now because you're doing it all day.
Yeah.
All day reaching out to people. Yeah. And all you want to do is be creative. Right.
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 Right. So, I mean, that's in a nutshell, that's the hardest part of this whole process for me, is how much time you spend doing all these things that you didn't necessarily originally get into do. But, you know, I do it because I want to get back to set. I want to, you know.
Okay. So
I want to. So you do what you got
to
do.
You're a sports guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I hated going to practice. I couldn't stand going to practice. But I busted my ass in practice because I always had in my head, I can't wait till Friday night to play in the fucking game.
Right.
Okay, your movie's the fucking game.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's it. So you just do what you got to do to get to that fucking game. And then it makes it easier, right?
Yeah, and it is a little bit creative too. I mean, it's a creative challenge every day to, okay, what can I come up with today to engage this or that or reach this or so.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
It's been good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. Samantha Hanna.
I am here.
You've got a game for us. We're talking games. That was a great segue. I talked about games, and we're going to go into your game. We're midway game.
Midway game. Okay.
Midway game. What do we got, Sam?
I do have a game.
Okay. Let's play a game. We're going to loosen up, play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's do it.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we should get off the serious shit and get on some fun shit.
Who needs that? People need to laugh. No one gives a fuck about this stuff.
I mean, you know, and there are competitive people like Aaron.
No, I got Luke in here.
That's right.
Luke's competitive.
He's competitive.
He's a baller. He don't fuck with that.
All right, let's just see who's the biggest baller of all.
No, he's probably a good sport. I'm a bad sport.
Do you want to know what game I got?
What you got?
I do.
Okay. I have basketball movie trivia for you all today.
Oh,
nice.
God.
He said nice. I know you're going
to
win.
You're catering to Luke.
Look, I'm catering to the subject of the podcast.
Chuck, you believe this shit? Okay, fair enough. Let's go.
I'm not catering to anybody.
All right. She always favors the guests.
Let's see what y'all got, though. Let's see what Aaron and Chuck. Let's see what you got against Luke.
Still like movies. Okay, what do you got? Let's go.
Okay, so some basketball movie trivia. Basically, it is what it is and is what it sounds like. If y'all know basketball movies, then you're going to do good. If you don't, then you're going to suck. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right.
Or is this a first to answer? Or is this everybody answer? And
yeah, just if you know the answer before I even finish, just shout it out. Do it. Just say it. The Losers. First one to answer. Okay, the first one to answer the question obviously gets the point. So. Are we ready?
Let's go.
All right.
Ready.
LFG.
I'm just going to go with a random one here. What popular 1992 basketball movie was remade in 2023?
White Man Can't Jump.
God damn it! You are exactly right, Luke. Motherfucker, I watched them both.
Luke
ain't that
correct.
A
let's go.
Luke is correct. Let's
I have
go.
Not seen the new one for the
you
record.
You haven't? I have not seen the new one either.
It's not bad.
I haven't.
Luke, it's not bad.
I have
is
not
it?
Seen
it's
it.
It's
okay.
not bad. I mean, it's not. It doesn't have the vibe. But it's still all right. It's still a good movie. Luke's got a point.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay, go.
He does have a point, and you don't. What are you going to do? You got to work harder.
I need to.
Okay. What 1994 comedy stars Kevin Bacon as the coach?
Oh.
Nobody?
Hang on. You didn't say there's a time limit. Jesus.
I should know that.
I mean, there should be a time limit. It's a podcast.
Oh, my God. Fuck, I got nothing. I see the cover of the movie. I don't know the name.
You see the cover?
Fuck.
What's on the cover? If you give me that, I'll give it the point.
No, I see his face on the cover. I don't know anything else other than that.
Nothing.
Air up there.
Yes! Good job, Chuck.
He cheated. He Chuck was got Googling a point.
He didn't Google shit. I saw him. I was watching him.
He Googled that shit.
I was tempted. I was tempted to Google. But.
Motherfucker. Now Chuck's got a point. I'm keeping tally, too, to make sure that...
Are you so
sad? Yeah, I'm taking... I'm keeping tally. I'm not fucking around. I'm going to make a last-minute run.
All right, I got one. Warner. I got some more.
All right, and for the last question.
No, this isn't the last question.
I got more
questions.
Go for it. Go. Go.
What 2012 movie stars Kevin Durant as himself?
Oh, that's the...
Kevin Durant story?
I don't know what that's...
No, it is not.
No.
I remember that.
I was thinking of a newer movie.
God. Damn. You guys need a hint?
I hate you.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. Say, what year?
2012. Yeah, I'm thinking something newer.
Was it 2012? So was it like an OKC Thunder related? Was that
there was a
like
keyword in there. There was a keyword in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember it being like Thunder something.
No, I don't know it then. Yeah, I don't know it.
I don't know. Thunder, no more than that, but.
Thunderstruck.
Okay.
Should he get that one?
He gets
one?
The point.
He gets that one.
Motherfucker, Luke.
Thunder something.
Thunder something.
I'll give him that because you know I had shit.
He had more than you guys.
I didn't bring no
from any team since then, so.
Damn
it. Right.
All right, fair enough.
All right. You guys want a hard one or an easy one?
Well, these have all been great, Sam. Why don't you just stay where you're at?
Oh, well, okay.
Wait, what are the categories that we've been answering the questions in? That's what I want.
It's basketball movies, period. There's
just
no category
general,
about that.
General
trivia. I
mean, easy or hard? I mean,
I
where have we been?
I didn't get the first one. I can't believe I didn't get White Man Can't Jump.
We're going to go way back to when I was born.
Jesus. Okay.
What 1979 movie is about a team called the Pittsburgh Pieces? Oh my God! Nobody.
I don't know that one.
All right, I went too far back.
No, that is a hard one.
The fish that saved Pittsburgh is what that one was.
No, didn't know that.
The fish that saved Pittsburgh. Of course.
It was on
a
tip
of fish. I think of fucking basketball. I don't think of hockey.
Tip of your tongue, Chuck. Tip of your tongue.
Out of you three, who has heard of that movie?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
Chuck?
No.
No, no one's heard of that movie. No. Okay. I went too far back.
Yeah, no, you did good.
I was like,
who
was born in that year?
That's a good one. I thought I had a shot at it, too.
It sounds kind of fun. Okay, so this one you guys should be able to answer this one.
Thanks.
What 2020 drama stars an alcoholic construction worker that is recruited to become the basketball coach at the high school?
Own Way? My Own Way.
At the high school,
no,
he used
back.
To...
Way,
it's,
way
yeah,
back.
It's,
yes.
No,
way
no,
back.
No, that's not right. I gave him that. It's Ben Affleck. It's Ben Affleck.
Yes, it is. It's yeah, way it back, though. Affleck, he got it right.
But I get a point, right?
No, he got a point.
We
no.
can share a point there.
You didn't say the way back.
You said My Own Way. It's the way back.
It was Way. Way was in there, just like he had Thunder.
Aaron is... Okay, Luke, excuse Aaron. He is very competitive, but you did get the point because you got it right.
Motherfucker.
Because I'm the guest, so it has to work.
In Sam's games.
No, goes to the runner.
I'm not giving you the point because you're the guest. I'm giving you the point because you were right.
Okay, fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I haven't seen that either, but I've heard
that's a great movie.
Movie.
Yeah,
it is a great movie. I have seen it. It is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll give you one or two more, and then I got another question.
I got
for
one
us
point
all.
In my game. I got one point though.
Wait, what? You got one?
No,
point?
It's fine. Continue.
You ain't got no. You ain't got no points.
Fine.
Okay. Anyway. You have nothing. No points. What 2009 movie starring Sam Rockwell as a has-been coach with a drinking problem that takes over a girls' varsity team?
I don't know the name of this movie, but I...
But you know the movie?
I've seen the trailer. I've seen the trailer, too, because I love Rockwell. He's great.
Alcoholic coach is big theme.
I know alcoholic coach is a big theme.
They'd be drinking. Might have to write Coach Rick a drinking problem in the next real rap.
Mm-hmm. Add that drama.
I got a drinking problem.
I don't know, Sam. I don't got it.
No one?
Yeah.
No. No one's got it? Okay, The Winning Season.
Damn it.
I thought you guys would do better about that one, but that's fine. Okay, one more, and then I'm going to ask you all of us a question.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. What 1986 movie is based on the true story and stars Gene Hackman?
Hoosiers. Hoosiers.
Said it
I said it first.
No way you did. No, your headset sucks. I said it. That
she
first.
Was still saying the question.
I answered it too.
Guess what? I got another question just to break that whole shit. Okay, I got another one.
I said the answer before we started the fucking game.
I will show you
but
when
you
I get
know
this
I was going to ask that question.
I gotta give Chuck credit for that one.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Does Chuck get the point?
I wish I could rewind the show.
Hey, my donation to Seed and Spark is on the way there. Hey,
when this comes out, I hope that I hear some apologies from Luke and Chuck. That's fine.
Let me just do. I'll do a chain breaker one. Okay?
Hey, this is the first time I've ever had 2 points in one of our fucking games.
No, look.
I don't even want to give you that point, but
I'm gonna do a tiebreaker one. Okay,
that's fine.
Fair ready enough. For the tiebreaker?
Let's go. This is it.
So, but it's just this for is, me and Luke, right? Because
it, no,
Aaron's
it's just
out.
For you and Aaron.
I'm no,
wait,
I'm
what?
Out. No, I'm out.
Why?
Because I gave Chuck. I gave him the point because they said Luke got his back. He's the guest. He's got like you
okay,
know the trump
then,
card. He's
then
got
we
the
don't
card.
Need a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah. Just give us one more.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, if Luke gets it, he wins. If Chuck gets it, they tie.
Okay. Right. What 1994 movie stars Nick Nolte as a coach?
Blue Chips.
Yep.
Chuck. Ooh.
So if you
tie.
Did straight
so
basketball
tie, right?
stats, I'd be sitting here with my thumb full of fucking chocolate up my butt.
Uh-oh.
But since you did movies, is the only reason why I had a chance.
So the what we used to always ask on our podcast, what's your favorite basketball movie?
That is, was going to be my question, yes.
It was we only really heard probably between 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm. Like. Okay, so who wants to go first about their favorite basketball movie?
Oh, I don't mind.
I'll go first. I don't care.
Oh, you have a favorite basketball movie?
Yes, I do.
Oh, shit. Okay, what do you got? What is it?
Above the Rim.
Oh, okay. Okay,
that's mine.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, who's next?
I can't remember any names right now, but I love the Adam Sandler one. That's like my favorite right now. The new one that just came out. I fucking love that movie.
Hustle.
Hustle.
Yep.
I fucking love that. I love that movie. Love it.
Yeah.
It's trumped everything, and I fucking loved Hoosiers back in the day.
I haven't seen Hustle, but I love Above the Rim.
It's great. Okay.
All right, Chuck. Luke, who's next?
Mine's a mix between Air Up There and White Men Can't Jump.
Okay, those are both good, really good.
Yeah.
Luke, how about you?
I mean, I'll give love to Hoosiers just because that was like the first one I ever saw, and it's a classic, obviously, but there's a lot I actually really laugh for, like Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball is cool, but you have to like love stories and like that kind of thing.
Yeah, You Got Game is another one I really like.
Oh yeah, that's Denzel. I forgot about that one. That's a great movie.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we were trying to do with Real Rad is like use real basketball players. And I mean, they had Ray Allen in that movie when he was going to the NBA.
Yeah.
So, I respect how like authentic. That one is.
Yeah.
I like the one does anyone know the one that was after like Othello? The O?
No.
One? Has anyone seen that one?
No. I mean, I might
it's
have,
very,
but I
it's,
don't remember.
It's interesting. I like that one, but it's different.
Okay.
It's very different.
Hmm. I don't know what that is.
It's like, yeah. It's a kind of
I used to like, it was like Six Man, I think.
Oh, the Six Man. That's about the
UW. One of the Wayans brothers.
Yes.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like a ghost or something. Yeah.
That's about the UW.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
The UW.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah. That is, that's right.
Great movies. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of good basketball movies.
There's a
there really are.
I love sports movies in general, so that's good. But here's the thing.
Too.
What's the
too.
Best thing about sports movies? It's
they're,
when it's not just about the sport. Yeah. It's
right.
Yeah.
Sports movies give you a feeling that nothing else can give you. Yeah. That it's, I will say, as even a girl.
I always say like Rocky is, if I'm forced to say my favorite movie, that's what I say.
Absolutely. And it's because it's not just about boxing. It's about, you know, not quitting. You know, there's an underlying theme that goes through all those movies. And those are the best sports movies, I think.
Yeah. You know? And it was the first movie that ever motivated me in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to work out after I watched that movie.
Yeah. And drink eggs and shit.
Yeah. I just heard somebody say this about Vision Quest, too, which I just watched for the first time. Because it was filmed in Spokane, so I was like, oh, this is cool.
That's Matthew Modine, Sam. That's what Madonna's song in it. It's dope. That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, I forgot about that
sports
movie.
Sports movies are great. And even baseball movies, and I don't like baseball at all, but I like baseball movies.
Oh, they're great.
Like, yes. The Naturals, the outfield, the shit. Like, the shit. There's some great. Yeah. Sandlot. I mean,
Major League.
I could go on and on.
For love of the game.
There's
For love of the game.
Oh, and football game. Ones, great. Too. Friday Night Lights. Like, they go on,
Varsity
too.
Blues. Necessary all day long.
Yeah. There's
See, everybody's got their favorites.
The replacements.
Sports movies are it.
They're
and
the shit.
I don't even. I'm not even a sports person, and I'm a girl. And I'm gonna. I'm here to tell you, sports movies are the way to go.
They're great.
They're amazing for inspiration.
Yeah.
And the thing that's always driven me crazy about it, and it's one of the things that we're really motivated to do, is it's so often made by people that know nothing about sports, or it's so. You can just see all over the place, like, how Hollywoodized it is or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's so much room in any sports movie category to, or TV show to explore stories and things that we've never seen. Friday Night Lights, the TV show, I think got into a lot of that. That was a great one.
That's great.
But they're all great stories and they're inspirational. Like, what was that tennis one?
Oh, the Will Smith one.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Amazing. The like, King. They're just, yeah, the King one.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
They're just incredible stories of courage and, like, overcoming.
Underdogs.
And, yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, going against the odds, you know? I think creatives love that kind of shit, right?
Well, and
because
even
we're always going
way,
against the odds trying to fucking create something.
Even right. In a fun way, like, if you go back to being a kid and, like, the Sandlot and, like, that shit is, like, I mean, if you think about being a kid, you think about that kind of shit. Like, that happens.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites growing up, because that movie was filmed in Utah, and I'm from Salt Lake.
Okay.
So that was always very well known. Like, people always brought that up. Like, have you been to where this was filmed? And
that's awesome. I love that. Yeah, The Sandlot's the best. I love that movie. But yeah, sports movies are great.
Yep.
So there's your trivia, guys.
Well, thank you,
okay.
Sam. No, that's a good game. Even though I didn't get a
fucking point. And you know what, Luke? I do have to give you a hard time, because when I say, what's your favorite sports movie, you're supposed to say Real Rat.
That's true. It's definitely my favorite soon-to-be pilot.
All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, Luke, why don't you go ahead? Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do Real Rat, and what kind of pitch it to us so the audience knows what's going on.
Yeah, so it's taken a very interesting trajectory. So when it started, going back to my trip, actually, I was reading a lot of, like, I had tons of time on my hands, and I got the Golden State Warriors were very good at that time. And I started reading about Klay Thompson, he went to school at Wazoo, Washington State, from California. But he was, like, known to be this very, like, the most normal professional athlete you could ever imagine, and I got very just, like, curious about this guy. Like, there's, like, lore about him, and there's all these stories about him, like, losing his wallet every day and, like, having to go to the DMV every month, and just, like, how chill he is, and, like, what an interesting character this guy is. So it started from a character standpoint. I kept thinking, like, I want to see that, like, on screen. I've just never seen, you know, if you paint an athlete on screen, it's like you're going to paint him as a hero, or, like, the super, you know, superhuman of, like, sport or whatever it is. But so the challenge originally when we were fleshing out the script was, like, how do we make a passive character interesting? You know, that was the number one feedback. And it was like, I was kind of, like, hitting my head against the wall with that one, because I was kind of getting defensive, like, no, we can do this. And so that was the original concept, was, like, let's take this chill guy. We called him Funky Frankie in the original proof of concept. And what's his day to day? What's his world look like? What would he be doing? And when I started fleshing these things out, that's when Spokane became very clear to me. Cause I'm like, oh, I've been coming here my whole life. I know the people that own the best gym in Spokane, in my opinion, which is the warehouse. It's like this converted old warehouse that's incredible. It's in the proof of concept, so we have it. Awesome. Yeah, we have great footage of it.
But, yeah, it looks amazing.
And so that became a character too. So now it was kind of starting to come together in my mind. Okay, we have this funky guy. We have this warehouse basketball facility. Maybe this guy is, like, he literally is just always there, and nobody knows why, or, like, he's just a quirky dude or whatever. So we had a lot of, like, originally I had written out a 5-6 like webisode kind of arc for this whole thing. And the main conflict and drama was going to be, this guy needs to figure out his life. You know, I played the character. Obviously, I'm not, you know, a spring chicken at this point, like per se. So it was like, what's he doing? Why is he just at the gym all the time? Is he, does he have a life? Is he going to get a job? Is he, and it's very personal to me, because in a roundabout way, it kind of reminds me of my creative journey, is like people asking me, what are you doing with your life? Or like, what's going on here? So,
do you have any athletic tape that's not wet?
Right. Yes, that was a fun one, this film. That actually came so, and then partially the character was like sort of based off of my best friend here in town, who that exact moment of like the backpack scene.
That's awesome. I love that.
That happened in real life, which was like awesome. One day we were just hanging out and he was just digging through this backpack and he was just pulling out thing after thing after thing. And he finally gets this one thing that he wants, and he has this like little shampoo bottle that had like broken in his backpack.
Oh no. Shampoo all over everything.
He just made me laugh. And that was what we were trying to capture, you know, with that. It's just like, you know, how do we make this guy just funny, you know, and whatever.
It's
so
great. Yeah.
Anyway, that was the original idea. We ended up paring it down, and I kind of had, like, Rick loves this story because we had this like 6-part thing written. It was going to take too much money, too much effort. I had nothing to start. I didn't have any network or whatever. So I ended up just self-funding the first version.
Okay.
And we had this concept, but I pared it down to like, let's just do, we thought of it as sort of a pilot at the time, but there wasn't a lot of story there. It was just kind of like, let's just get these ideas across.
Yeah.
And in that, we, in a like late night, I couldn't go to sleep moment, I had this idea, like, what if Coach is like writing this like book, and he's really old school, and he has this tape recorder and blah, blah, blah. Because I kept thinking, Rick has this incredible voice. Like, how do we use that? You know, how do we, and I love voiceover. Like, I know some people think it's like lazy and stuff, but I love the
Coach's
use of
corner.
It if it's done well. So
correct.
I had this whole thing where they're walking and talking, and that's my favorite shot from the whole proof of concept. We're in the gym, and it's like a dolly shot where we're just walking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he just goes off on this whole thing about, you know, how you're going to be a gym rat if you're too busy trying to be a cat. And we tried to just make him this really old school mentality,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the phones and it's the here, good. And he's, you know, he hates all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I know so many guys like that.
Yeah, me too. I'm
out
one
here
of them.
In town. Yeah. So, and he has this moment where he says, you and the Noonball boys, like, you're a real rat. You're the last of a dying breed. And mm-hmm. when we were still going to call it Funky Frankie, we film the whole thing. Coach does this whole thing where he's doing like rules of a real rat. And that's like our montage Rocky sequence in the proof of concept where I'm playing hoops and he's kind of doing his whole voiceover. And when we started showing it to people, they're like, real rat, like, that's what it is. That's what it should be called. And interestingly, and hopefully this is all making sense, but interestingly, that really resonated with me because living here, you know, I had been visiting here my whole life, but like living here in Spokane for the last 4 years, getting ingrained with the basketball, with, I mean, we call these guys like full-time, you know, gym rats. Like, they literally arrange their entire days around when they can go play. Like, and a lot of the time that's during work, at noon, at, you know, before work at 5 or 6, after work in all these leagues. Then you have hoop fest that people train for outside. And like, it's a really big deal. There's a lot of respect here to like local guys that just play hoops, not even guys that are going to Gonzaga or whatever. It's like guys that just play every day. And it just fit. I was like, it fits Spokane. It fits what we're trying to get accomplished. It fits what I was trying to do, which is really like honor the community. And then Real Rap almost became like a brand. It was like a thing that anyone can understand it. You know, like we would go and tell, especially because we put the basketball on the logo. So it's like, we were asking people at Hoop Fest, like, hey, if we said real rat to you, what would that mean? And people were like, a gym rat, you know? And we're like, yeah, exactly. So
But it, I mean, it fits with the film industry too, right? And what we're doing. Like it fits.
Yeah, and it just became this thing of like, we wanted to ultimately take it in that direction. So once we went through that whole process, which this is now, you know, 2 years, like I go off and edit the whole thing. I'm working multiple jobs to like do that. I'm an amateur editor, so I'm like trying to figure that out, you know, just saving money to even do it.
Mm-hmm.
We go through the whole thing. We have the premiere. We get a bunch of great feedback from people. And then I've lived here in Spokane and I've been playing with these guys 3 times a week, 4 times a week. I've seen what these guys are like, who they are. And I'm like, no, I know now where we need to take this. So here we go again. You know, we rewrite for 6 to 8 months and we're like, you know what? Let's do this right. Let's do a real pilot, what we always wanted to do. And let's see if we can turn this into a series. You know, it would be the goal and that would be filmed here. I mean, it's just, to me, it's such a no brainer to Spokane. It's called Hooptown USA. It's like, it's mm-hmm. just, it deserves a show called Real Rat. That's what we've been starting to put in our marketing. It's like, it just, so now the direction we're really trying to take and where the fundraiser comes into it is like, you know, now we're really trying to do a real pilot. So it's like a 30 to 40 minute pilot. We're trying to raise 20K, which is, as you guys know, I mean, that's 1/100th of what you would need to shoot a pilot. But it's exactly what we have. A great team. We have a great cast. We have a great crew. And we have a great concept, which is we really want to focus it now more on the gym, what's going on in the gym. Coach Rick, who in the show is playing Coach, who runs the gym. Well, what's going on with the gym? You know, he kind of encounters some issues that come up, and now we're at a crossroads. And then there's this 9-to-5 gym rat, which is played by me. And so we reshaped the character not to be this sort of crazy, quirky guy this time, and be a lot more like my actual experience in life, which is someone struggling at a 9-to-5 to find any purpose. And then it sort of converges with this gym and coach and the city of Spokane, which is a big thing we want to get across this time too, is like really showing people like Gonzaga, Hoop Fest, how much people play hoops here, like just all of that. So yeah, so that's where we're at. And that's what's driven us forward. You know, you get these things in your head that you want to execute, and you're just like, gosh, I want to see this happen. And we have some really cool like basketball stuff we want to shoot this time with like guys that are amazing basketball players. And I think that alone, you know, would be such a cool thing. If we could shoot an authentic basketball sequence, I haven't seen too many of those on any TV, any movie, anything. So
does everyone on this podcast know who the Sonics guy is?
The Sonics.
Do we know who the Sonics? Do you know who the Sonics guy is?
Which guy?
The like Sonics Chris? Guy. The guy with the suit. Coleman Chris. In his fro.
Yeah.
The Sonics
guy. He used to work for me for CMS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he passed away. But, you know, cheers to him, because he was all about the Sonics in Seattle. Like, he loved them so much. And he was all around town. Everyone loved him. Yeah, he was. If you don't know Sonics guy, you should look. You should know Sonics guy.
I do.
I
was actually in 79. I was at a playoff game with my dad.
In 1979.
Yeah, I got to see Jack Sikma and Freddie Brown and Gus Williams and all those guys.
Oh, that's gangster. That's cool. 6 years
ago. Yeah,
I remember it.
I went to a Sonics game when I was in fifth grade. And I went to the Key Arena and all that. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. It was the Seattle Center Coliseum when I went.
Seattle Center
Coliseum. Yeah, now they're the Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. Okay, so since you brought up Sonics guy, not to totally derail this fucking conversation, but Aaron,
I didn't mean to.
You met Chris before the afro, before the craziness, because you met two kids that worked for me who was always under me at CMS when we went to go see fucking Pitch Black at Tacoma Central.
Oh, God,
those
damn
were the
it.
Two guys
That's
working
them.
The front
yes.
that I was talking to.
Yes.
One of
that
them
was the Sonic guy.
That's
Chris. I think that's Chris Christopherson. Chris.
Yeah, something. Chris. No.
It's KK. It was his name. It's like, dude, if you had another K, you can't be black anymore.
Oh, no.
But, but him and Jason Cookie. Yeah, Cook.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that, Chuck.
That's how fucking old we are.
I know. I remember
Wait,
that,
Wait, so how long have you known each other?
Oh, me and Aaron?
Oh, well, yeah, those two?
How old are we?
I'm 51. You're right there.
So, 33 years.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
And who sure and you're both into film, or who is into film first?
In different ways. Hollywood. Like, we both love movies and stories. But, you know, Chuck was more of the special effects guy. He read Fangoria magazine when he was a kid. I was writing stories and comic books and all that kind of shit until we stumbled into movie making. And then when I realized you could do it on a laptop, that's when I was like, hey, Chuck, you want to make a movie, bro? And then we started to try.
The year was 19... No, it was 2001. Just 2000.
2000 or 2001. Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, right around there. Oh. And then Sam showed up.
Yeah, about 2000 and 2006, that, bro. Yeah.
All through the 90s, Aaron and I would go to the fucking movies every Friday night.
Yeah.
Earlier show, have McDonald's for dinner, come back home, watch the new episode of X-Files, and then play fucking
Madden or Virtua Fighter.
Virtual Fighter for the next fucking 6 hours until we passed out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what we did.
That was the 90s.
That was the 90s. Anyway.
Doesn't sound half bad.
No, it was fun. It was fun. Okay, dude. So where is your crowdfunding?
Let's talk crowdfunding.
Right, where is it at so people know? And when does it end? What do we got to get to? Where are we at?
Yeah. So we're at, I think we're right about 60%. So we're at like 12.5. We're trying to raise 20.
Okay.
That's really good.
It goes till June 1st. So we've been up a week tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, we had a great start.
Not bad.
And it's stressful in that you care so much and you want it to get there so bad. Yeah. I mean, we're going through Seed and Spark, so we have to get to 80% to keep it.
Yeah.
Which is 16.
Yep.
Boom. Look at Chuck getting in there. I like it.
Yeah. He'll drop links and stuff and make it cool. But...
Yeah, we will drop links on your show.
And you can see the talked about Coach Rick in our video. We have we shot that at our podcast studio actually, and we did kind of like a little bit, you know, about we were sort of in character and then parlayed that into why we're doing this and what we actually need. And then at the end, I kind of speak to camera to say, you know, We love this city and we love this story and we really want to make this happen. And it's, as you know, like when you're doing things independently, it's really hard to get people to pay attention. I mean, even here where to me, I'm like, this is such a no-brainer. We all have so many things going on. So
yeah, exactly.
We're right now, like our big goal is just finding ways to get it out there and, you know, really grateful to you guys for having me on and talking about it. And
absolutely, buddy. Yeah. No, absolutely. We know the hustle. We know the work.
Yep.
Yeah. We got you. I wish you nothing but the best. We will jump on your Seed and Spark and do our thing. And the audience out here, please help out Luke and Coach Rick.
Yes.
Try to get this goal. You know, we got till June. That's doable. We can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
We can do this. And it's really good what you're making for the community. It's a smart move, but also it fits right in with everything that you enjoy and you love about that community and the game itself. So I think that's fucking great, dude.
You're the perfect person to tell that.
You really are. You really are, man.
Yes,
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, you know, Spokane. I didn't grow up here, but it's like a second home to me, and I, the biggest thing that I always try to say, I almost think it's good that I am not from here in some ways, because I have appreciated this community from the outside for so long. And now to be able to show it off to people, I'm like, I just want everybody to see what I see, which is if you love hoops, this is the spot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. We'll throw some assists. You know what I mean? Let's get
that. That's
done.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we say in our video. It said rack up those assists.
Yeah, seriously. Right. That's what you need right now. That's what you need. Yeah. Luke, you're a badass, man. It was a pleasure hanging out with
you.
Very fun, man.
Very fun.
Fuck yeah, it was. Yeah, and you're in the right hands. You and Coach Rick got this. You guys got this.
Yeah. Shit, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Chuck?
Yo.
Would you like to close the show out, my man?
Well, I was trying to finish my pledge to Seed and Spark and go check out Real Rat right now and finish and get your pledge in there so that you can get some cool shit, or let's you can go. Just throw a pledge out there and just give them money because you want to. Make the point, important thing is to give. Give because you can. Give because you want to. Give because we need it, and we're sick of asking our fucking moms. So please, give. Yeah, open up yourself and just give. Is that what they say? Open yourself to the camera.
I'm going to still ask my mom, though.
Well said.
Open.
Well said. And okay. I will say thanks to my mom and then all my close family friends, because that's how you get there. For
that's
sure.
how you start, yeah.
Well, not with me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I get you're it from a different story.
Strangers give you're more than the story. Family I have, yeah. But it's fine. Yeah. Move on. Chuck, go ahead and close it out, buddy.
Luke, thank you for joining us today on Around the Real. Thank you for hanging out for a cup of whatever the fuck you might have been drinking. Me today was a bourbon because it's the end of the day for me. And Aaron's drinking a martini because, well, he can. Just don't ask him what he was drinking at 9 a.m. because it might have been a fucking martini because probably. He could. Because guess what? His boss won't fire him for drinking on the job because his boss is either sitting across from him or sitting in his own fucking chair. But that doesn't matter. The important thing is make sure you get off your ass and go donate to Seed and Spark. Hit Real Rat. Check out Luke's new film. He's doing a bunch of fun stuff with a bunch of our friends like Coach Rick and many others over there in the Spokane area. So make sure you check out their shit. This is where I'm going to do something different than I do on my outros. So here's what I want everybody to do. Go find a fucking movie you haven't seen before or you totally forgot about. I totally forgot about a movie I just put on my list to go back and watch. You can't order a DVD. You can't get it on Blu-ray. They don't mass produce anymore. It's called Listen to Me. Anybody remember what that was? No, of course not. Roy Schneider was a debate coach who had Kirk Cameron and Jamie Gertz as his lead debaters. And I remember this biggest thing of this movie was the fact there was this debate where Jamie Gertz had to turn and flip the debate on herself and argue the other point. And it always caught my attention. So go back and watch Listen to Me. Why? It was from 1989. Why? Because you like fucking movies, so just go do it anyway. But the important thing is to have fun at what you're doing, be creative often, and if you hate your fucking day job, remember why you're doing your day job, you're doing it so that you can be creative on the weekends or in the evenings or when they're not looking at you and you want to go around the corner and just be creative and shake your head or throw a rock across the fucking wall and pray that nobody hears you cry waiting to get out of the day job so that you can go home and do what you really want to do. So be like the rest of us and just be creative. And remember, think hard because you're thinking anyway.
We'll see everybody later.
Drop Dead Fred is a good one. Just saying. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
For those of you that want to be a guest on Around the Reel, please email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
Not Messenger. Do not message Aaron on Messenger because then he has to send you a message that says email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
How come they can't just message me again?
Because nobody wants to fucking talk to you.
Can anybody reach out that's an artist, filmmaker, actor?
If you're an artist of any kind, we want to hear from you.
But we are going to vet the crap out of you.
We don't care if you make millions of dollars in Hollywood or if you're just beginning your career in the art industry. We don't care. So everybody that wants to be on Around the Reel, yes, we want you.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.